The story of Nazi Germany is one of terror, pain and suffering, and shows how the sinful nature of intelligent human beings can be used to inflict the most horrible crimes. The Enabling Act of 1933, formally titled Law to Remedy the Distress of People and Reich, was a law that gave the German cabinet, most importantly the Chancellor, Hitler, the power to enact laws without the involvement of the parliament, the Reichstag, or to consult the president, and to override fundamental aspects of the constitution. The Enabling Act, in effect, gave Hitler absolute powers. It abolished most civil liberties and transferred state powers to the German cabinet led by Hitler and laid the groundwork for his totalitarian regime. The Act, passed in March 1933, was signed into law by the President, von Hindenburg. Contrary to popular belief, Adolf Hitler did not command a majority in the Reichstag, as the majority of Germans did not in fact vote for the Nazi Party. But Hitler, through violence, trickery, bribery and manipulation, removed any political obstacles and built the Nazi dictatorship, and it was all done legally. As Martin Luther King later said, we should never forget that everything Adolf Hitler did in Germany was legal, and everything the Hungarian freedom fighters did in Hungary was illegal, and it was illegal to aid and comfort a Jew in Hitler's Germany. We should note the use of the language used by the Nazi Party. The Enabling Act was not entitled the Act giving Hitler dictatorial powers, but the Law to Remedy the Distress of People and Reich. In our own country, we should note that the current bill on assisted suicide is not termed the Euthanasia Bill or the Assisted Suicide Bill, but the Dying with Dignity Bill. And the two abortion bills introduced into Ireland in 2013 and 2018 were termed respectively the Protection of Life During Pregnancy Bill and Regulation of Termination of Pregnancy Bill, which the President has signed into law. We Catholic Christians want to be good citizens, and we must render unto Caesar what is Caesar's. As St. Peter urges the early Christians to maintain good conduct among the Gentiles and to be subject to every institution for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme or to governors as sent by him. As St. Peter urges the early Christians to maintain good conduct among the Gentiles and to be subject to every institution for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme or to governors as sent by him. We can read his first letter. Therefore, we cannot exempt ourselves from observing the just demands of civil law, which is promoted by a competent legislator on behalf of a community to promote the common good. But we are not bound to observe a civil law when that law violates the common good or undermines it or severely damages society. For example, our abortion laws deny equal protection under the law to some citizens and potential citizens of the nation and destroys innocent human life. Irrespective of the size of the majority which voted this law in, it is and always will be wrong. I wonder if deep down the Nazis knew that what they were doing was wrong. In quieter moments, did they listen to that voice within, to the law written on their hearts, as St. Paul says in the second chapter of the letter to the Romans? For we are children of God, and we do not create our own moral truth. We discover it as something given by the Creator, and while we must render unto Caesar what is Caesar's, we must first render unto God what is God's. Lord, help us to discover your will, and give us the courage to follow it. The Reichstag passed the Enabling Act, making Adolf Hitler dictator of Germany in 1933, 88 years ago on this day.